You're listening to the DW Podcast, insightful conversations on life, love, and leadership. In this particular conversation, we are going to talk through the foundations, okay? Foundations of Core Values Index. Now, there's three things that you can expect to get through this conversation. We're going to talk about the basics of the Core Values Index key. So that's that color, four square colored PDF that if you have done coaching with us, you know what that is. Obviously, too, there'll be a link on our website, either under or above the link for this audio recording, this podcast. And it's that color, the four squares, right, that has the builder is red, merchant is blue, banker is green, and innovator is purple. So we're going to cover the basics of that. That's the first thing that we're going to do in this conversation. We're going to rightly define terminologies. We're going to talk about terminology from within this key. And then the third thing that we're going to do is out of the key, discuss the right way to approach and implement your personal results. Okay. So foundations, the basics, right terminology, right approach, and implementation of your results. Now, there's a few things to consider. Framework and context and perspective is everything. If we don't have a unified or an appropriate framework, it gives each of us as individuals the freedom to define and determine for ourselves what something means. And if we are using an assessment to help us rightly engage, to show up in a way that's healthy and contributing in the space of community, by community, I mean in the space where we're working and living and relating with other people, we want to be unified in the way we see our daily reality, okay? And so that's where the framework and these initial perspective pieces are going to be huge, okay? Be careful about adding to the terminology of the CVI key and also taking away from the framework of the CVI key. So with that said, a few things that we need to consider. We are always speaking about the core values from a positive perspective, okay? We're going to talk about terminology that some of us may have negative experiences with, and those experiences are valid, but as it relates to the CVI key, there is a process of redefining what these terms and what these things mean within the context of the assessment. Okay. And so we're always talking about clarifying the healthy versus the unhealthy nature of relationships from a positive perspective, right? And so let's just by way of example, let's take the banker. The healthy expression of the banker is knowledge. The unhealthy expression is aloof judgment. For the builder, it's power. But then the unhealthy expression of the builder in terms of power is going to be intimidation. And I think the builder is a good example of this because some of us have a negative relationship with the term power, right? And we teach, we coach people in that the notion of power in its purity is right and good. Power turned wrong, power turned into unhealthiness becomes intimidation. Do you see how that works? And so we're always going to try to talk through this from a positive perspective until we get to the unhealthy version of each core energy. And that'll be that conflict strategy. And we'll talk about that later. All right. Secondly, be aware of defining terms based on your own experience, right? Let the results define and speak for themselves. So all of you, if you're listening to this, you at this point should have taken the CVI and gotten your full results. Let your results speak for themselves. There's going to be some initial challenge and push off on new information that's trying to speak some sense of clarity about us, okay? Understand this, the CVI is not designed to tell you who you are. The CVI is just like a good coach. It is meant to generate specific responses from you and put those responses into a system, a process that categorizes your responses into a very simple and clear way of understanding. Okay, here's where you have to trust the results and let them speak for themselves. Because remember, we're all bringing our own sense of how we define things, how we view things. And so if you're really going to get the full benefit of your CVI results, you are going to have to learn to come under, submit to the specificity of the results. All right. So let the results define and speak for themselves. And last but not least, don't focus on increasing or strengthening your low scores. This is for most people who take assessments, we automatically, like, we look at what we're good at and what we generally say to that is, oh yeah, I knew that. And then we immediately go to the low scores or the negative points about us, and we obsess over, we put most of our energy into, how can I get those low scores high? How can I get better at the things that I'm not good at? With the CVI, what you see is what you have. You cannot increase or strengthen your low scores. You can begin to pay more attention to them, okay? But for me, as a case in point, I have 0% banker in me. I cannot get that 0%. There's nothing I can do to get that 0% banker in me up to a 5% or a 10%. It is what it is. It's 0%. Okay. Now, the reason for this is because the assessment flows from our innate core wiring. Okay. And by innate means what is most natural in us since birth. So if our results are the culmination or the categorization of what has been in us since birth, it's all but impossible and even exhausting at some level for us to attempt to get better in areas that we just don't have capacity for. Okay, we just don't have capacity for. So we're always speaking in healthy versus unhealthy terms when it comes to the CVI. Be aware of defining terms based on your own experience. Let your results do that for you. Let the results speak for themselves. Okay, and per your low scores, do not focus on trying to increase those percentages. All right, here we go. When you're looking at the CVI key index, you've got four squares there, right? Builder is the red square, merchant to the blue, innovator to the purple, and banker to the green square. Now, those terms that I just threw out there are what we would call energies, okay? So the builder energy or the innovator energy, the banker or the merchant energy, right? That energy, each of us based on our primary, secondary scores, whatever order that goes in, that's the energy that we bring to a room. Now, every energy has what is called a value, a core value, okay? That's the motive. That's the undercurrent of who we are and how we're wired. Remember, again, that core value is from a positive perspective. So if we're talking about the energy of the energy of the merchant values the notion of love, okay? And values the notion of love. To the banker, it is knowledge. To the builder, it's power. And to the innovator, it's wisdom. So each energy has a value that they bring to a room or a relationship that they are in. And this is something that pre-core values index assessment and this terminology, we've already been doing this, okay? So if you're an innovator, you have already most naturally brought wisdom to every room and every relationship that you have entered into. It's who you are. It's how you're wired. When it comes to understanding the CVI now, we're now just saying, what might that look like if we just bring a greater level of intentionality to it? Make sense? So you've got that core energy. Every core energy has, or every energy has a core value. Now, each core value is energized, fueled, or in the name of the PDF, it's catalyzed by an attribute, okay? And so what's fueling that core value? What's undergirding that core value? What is supporting that core value? So for the banker, their core value is knowledge, but that knowledge is fueled. It's supported by justice. So that's the 1-2 punch there, if I can say it that way. The 1-2 punch for the innovator, they bring wisdom to a room that's undergirded by compassion. For the merchant, they bring love to a room and relationship undergirded by truth. And for the builder, their power is undergirded by faith. We're going to do this in individual core energy separate episodes. But if you're looking at your PDF while you're listening to this, and even if you're not, look at the PDF, the CVI key, at a later time, and you'll see that the core value and the undergirding attribute have appropriate definitions underneath them. Okay. So again, if you're listening to this, you've got to be careful and you're not looking at the CVI key. You've got to be careful. Don't define wisdom for yourself. Don't define love, knowledge, or power. Like faith, justice, truth, or compassion. Don't just bring your experiential definition to those exclusively. Okay. Come underneath, submit to the definitions in the CVI key. Now, here's why this matters. When you have the core energy showing up in every room, in every relationship, from a healthy place, contributing their core value and allowing that core value to be fueled or energized or undergirded by their attribute, by the supporting attribute, this is what we call the sweet spot. You get your greatest contribution, okay? So when a banker brings knowledge to every room and relationship, and that knowledge is undergirded by justice, the banker's greatest contribution to that room, that team, that relationship is conservation and information. For the builder, it's action and results. Power and faith together produces action and results. For the merchant, love and truth together produces relationships and vision. And then subsequently for the innovator, wisdom and compassion together produces the ability to assess and solve problems. That's the sweet spot, folks. Okay. And this is the baby steps of the CVI in terms of how we push people initially. This is the sweet spot that we want people to learn to get into, right? So when you see your results, many of us at many times are challenged by our results. And we say, gosh, I never thought I would have gotten that, right? And others of us are like, man, I that's spot on. I see that. I knew I would have gotten that. But for those of us who are surprised by what we have, and for those of us who at some level might be struggling to own and embrace and appreciate what our results have produced, this is where we get to increase and work on that appreciation and that celebration of who we are and how we're wired. Okay. It's just learning to wake up every single day. Okay. And ask yourself the question, how can I today be? And then you fill in the blank of the latter part of this question with your primary and your secondary core value. So for me, I am a builder as my primary, and then my secondary and my tertiary core energies are innovator and merchant. I have 0% banker in me. And so the question would go something like this. I would say this to myself, and I've just, this is just the natural way that I lean into life right now. Wake up, ask myself the question, Dwayne, how can you be power, wisdom, and love in every room and every relationship? And then when I leave the house, or when I go about my work, or when I go about engaging relationships and talking to family and friends and coworkers and clients and potential partners, or people in the grocery store, no matter where I'm at, no matter what the room is, no matter what the relationship is, how can I be power fueled by faith? How can I be wisdom fueled by compassion? How can I be love fueled by truth? Why? Because this is who I am. This is who I am. And if I understand who I am, the undercurrent of my heart and how I'm wired, and if I understand that me in the healthiest form of all is my greatest contribution to this world, then I want to double down on that from a place of honor, respect, and appreciation. Let me appreciate my ability to bring power, wisdom, and love to a room. Okay? Let me appreciate that. So once you have that sweet spot, right? That's the healthy version. Okay. That's the healthy expression of us. That's when we're in contribution mode. Now, remember in the beginning of this conversation, I talked about there's an unhealthy and a healthy, right? There's a healthy and an unhealthy. And so to go from contribution, healthy mode, we're shifting now into unhealthy mode, namely conflict. Do you see it? Okay. So either there is contribution mode that we're operating in, or there's conflict mode that we're operating in. The moments that I am in contribution mode, those are the moments that I am not in conflict. But the moment I begin to enter into conflict mode, it is at that point in time that I am not in contribution mode. Now, how are we delineating between contribution and conflict? How do we define that? When you're in contribution mode, when you're in the sweet spot of bringing your core value fueled by the attribute and in contribution mode to any room or relationship, it is in those moments that you are unequivocally feeling free and safe to be the best version of yourself, okay? The moment you cease to feel that freedom and that security to be the best version of yourself, the healthiest version of yourself, is the moment you move into your conflict strategy, okay? That's the moment you move into conflict mode. And so now that I find myself in conflict mode, at some level, I'm starting to sense and feel, my felt experience is a lack of freedom or some sense of insecurity about where I might be in that room or that relationship. And so that's what you see in the bottom right-hand corner of each of those four quadrants, right? So for the builder, contribution mode is power. Conflict mode is intimidation, okay? There are some alignments there, right? Power is the healthy version. Intimidation is the unhealthy version. You see how that works? Merchant in healthy form will bring love to a room, but in unhealthy form, they will bring manipulation. They'll manipulate, okay? Innovator in healthy form will bring wisdom to a room, okay? But when that innovator doesn't feel the freedom or the security to be the best and healthiest version of themselves, they will shift into the mode of interrogation, okay? And then for the banker, knowledge is the healthy contribution that they bring, okay? But when that banker does not feel like their knowledge is being well received or it's being squeezed out, they will shift into conflict mode, namely aloof judgment. Okay. And what we harp on mostly in our coaching, what we tend to really push the most is helping people get good at investing, spending, using their energy to initiate every room and relationship from a place of contribution and recognize those moments when you're starting to slip into conflict mode. Now, when you slip into conflict mode, how do you get out of conflict mode back into contribution mode? It is in the middle of each quadrant at the bottom, your learning style. Okay. And this is one of my favorite parts about each core values framework and process. the reason it's one of my favorite parts of this framework is because, just for a moment, before we get to the particulars of each core energy's learning style, think about the notion of learning something, right? When you're in conflict mode, most times that's going to be attached to fear, that's going to be attached to pride, that's going to be attached to some form of insecurity, anger, unhealthiness, right? There has to be a leveling. There has to be a humbling of ourselves. The phrase I like to use is, there has to be a coming under, because that's what you do when you're learning. When you're learning from someone or something, when you're reading, you're coming under the knowledge, the information, the wisdom, the teaching, the counsel, the advice of that person or that content. And so each core energy has a learning style. It has a point of humility, a point of coming under that sobers us up, and it ushers us back into our greatest contribution, okay? So how does the builder get from intimidation back to power, the merchant from manipulation back to love, the innovator from interrogation back to wisdom, the banker from aloof judgment back to knowledge? You got to run through your learning style. So you have to ask yourself the question, if you're the merchant, right? How do I enter into a talk and listen? Rather than me manipulating, let me move into a healthy conversation that's a give and take, right? To the innovator, it's the assessing and solving. Rather than trying to prove someone foolish, right? Let me back up, gain some greater context through assessing, and find the appropriate problem that actually needs to be solved. To the banker, rather than pulling out through aloof judgment, let me lean back in through my ability to read and analyze, focus on the facts and the details of the situation. And to the builder, rather than trying to dominate and overtake through intimidation, let me pause and reframe what decision needs to be made here. And out of right decision making, what appropriate action do I need to take? Okay. So I hope this is helpful. Jot your questions, shoot them to us, email them to us. This is the framework of the CVI key. And so as you look at your results and you see your first, second, third, the order, if you will, of your scores, primary, secondary, and tertiary core energies, make sure that you see them within the right framework, that you're defining terminology the right way, and keep in mind, whatever your low scores are, you have what you have. You cannot increase those. So focus on where you're strong at. Become okay with that. Embrace that. Celebrate that. And wake up every single day from this moment forward asking yourself, how can I be how I am wired today, wherever I go, in every room and every relationship? To Dwayne Hawkins, I say, how can I be power? How can I be wisdom? How can I be love? Because that's how I'm wired. All right. See you guys at the next conversation.
Thanks for listening. For more resources, check us out at tdhcoaching.com.